4 p.m. to dusk, spaghetti dinner at 4, and watch the Swifts go down the chimney, and there's a lecture and presentation in the school at 6:30. It was great fun last year. Let's see. Oh, mark your calendars. Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, their annual fundraiser. Love this. Sexless in Seattle soiree. Got to spay and neuter those cats. It will be Saturday, September 17th. At Within Soto in Seattle. Tickets are now on sale at www.feralcatproject.org. The annual Feline Frenzy Catapalooza is next week, August 13th and 14th at the Humane Society. And the Meows, Toms, and Moms program at Meow continues. Paws Walk is going to be Saturday, September 10th at Magnuson Park in Seattle. I think that covers most of the important current event stuff. So for more details and more items that I didn't have time to mention here, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events to find all of that stuff. And then next week, it's a Robin and Martha Sunday, and we're going to tune in to various specific animal situations around the world. So if you've got an animal situation you'd like us to tune into, either, you know, call me or email me this week, or be prepared to call in next week. Let's see. I guess we are going to go close out this hour of Animal World. It's not going to take very long. We're just going to turn this puppy right around. So, Deborah, hang on to your phone line. You will be first up with Dr. Bill when we return. And then Loretta called in with a comment for Dr. Bill and something about rabies vaccine. So we'll get to that too. And if you'd like to grab a phone line while they're open, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that'll bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And while you're there, be sure and fill out the annual listener survey. Put in your 2 cents about what you like and don't like and all that good stuff, and enter. You get automatically entered to win a trip to Victoria, and with all the perks and stuff. So you can even get to choose your hotel. That's very cool. All right, now, if you need to be in touch with Animal World during the show, and of course, we have open phone lines for the rest of the show. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here, and we'd love to hear from you with your animal medical care questions. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Now, if you want to shoot us an email, you can do so to our Animal World Live email address, which is pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But get it in soon so that we can address it before the show is over. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email, which you can do at marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Contact Martha link or address your own email program to marthalight@aol.com. And that will send it to my home office computer. And it's easy to get from my webmaster that way. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's in Monroe, 98272. And if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, remember I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so it's always worth calling me. You've got something going on with your animal friends. If I can't help you, I'm pretty sure I know who can. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and the phone number is 360-217-7258. Now, if you'd like to see Dr. Bill with your animal friends, you can reach him at Quilceta Veterinary Clinic up in Marysville, and their phone number is 360-659-8482. That's 360-659-8482. All right, I think that's good. Oh, I want to remind you that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and I'm writing about moles right now and how to deal with them. And if you'd like to read my column, you can pick up a free copy of the New Spirit Journal at lots of outlets all over the place around the area here, or you can read it online, www.newspiritjournal.com. All right, how about we go back to the phones? Everybody good with that? Dr. Bill, Gary, let's do it. In Seattle, Deborah, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Oh, yeah. Hi there. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
I just have a, I don't know if how, what, you know, you can tell me about my little problem with my, I have a male husky shepherd mix, and it's.
Well, okay,
like,
Deborah, yeah. What's his name?
Shadow.
Shadow, and how old is Shadow?
He's 4.
4 years, and has he been neutered?
Yes.
Okay, so he's a male neutered. Okay, what's going on with Shadow?
Okay, every once in a while, it seems like he has the slightest limp on his left front leg. It's just a slight, slight. You know, like sometimes I'll look at it and go, is he really limping or not?
Oh.
And then sometimes, like, like if he, you know, gets up in the morning, it'll show more. And they're like, yes, there's definitely a slight limp. But I took him to the vet like last week, and, you know, she had me trot him around and everything. And it was after I exercised him for like, you know, an hour and a half or whatever in the woods. He was running all around. And, you know, she had me trot him around, and, you know, she didn't see anything. And so she just said, well, give him some glucosamine. And so basically that's, I don't know if you have any, you know, thing to say about that without being
those real subtle lamenesses are real difficult because we really can't ask the patient, you know, where does it hurt, when does it hurt,
and does
it really bother you? Because, I mean, we all have aches and pains that, you know, really don't bother us, but it is a, you know, it occasionally gets in the way. So
he moved his legs all around and moved his neck back and forth, you know, to see if anything hurt him, and, right, you know, just didn't respond to it.
The other thing you could look at is some chiropractic adjustment might be a really good option. That'd probably be the first place I'd go besides doing the supplementation. And I know Martha's got a favorite joint supplement that she likes to recommend.
Oh, well, yeah, that's our made by in Clover, Deborah, the Connectin.
Oh, okay, Connectin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so inclover.com is their website, but you can pick up Connectin at most good pet stores around here. I get it at Mud Bay Granary or at Pet Pros.
Okay.
And it comes in a powder or a tablet, and I'll tell you, it is the best I've ever found as a joint supplement, like Dr. Bill says, because it's got glucosamine and chondroitin and then 9 herbs at therapeutic levels, and it really outshines just like glucosamine alone.
And it's,
so if you
Connectin,
yeah.
Okay.
But now I'm Dr. Bill. I would say now, how long, Deborah, have you been noticing this?
I think I know it's at least 6 months.
Okay.
I mean, it could be more, but it's just so slight that. Yeah. I just, you know.
It's tough unless you can localize where the problem is. And then if you can localize it, I mean, you want to find out, is it on a joint surface or is it a tendon or a ligament? And so what do you do? You know, it's tough.
Yeah,
And some of these, if it's a soft tissue injury and you go to all the expenses of x-rays, you may not see anything.
Oh, okay.
But there again is you never find something unless you look for it. So sometimes if you got a nagging problem and you've done the simple things like Connectin or chiropractic and then you still got a problem, then it's a good idea to give them a general anesthetic and start at the neck and radiograph right on down to the toes and see if you can localize it. But I'd simplify it before you complicate it.
Yeah, I think your Dr. Bill's suggestion of, and even before going on Connectin, that would not be necessarily, I wouldn't just do that, because he's only 4 years old.
Yeah.
It's 6 months. I like Dr. Bill's idea of going to a veterinary chiropractor.
Okay.
Because something could be just out of alignment in his neck or shoulder or elbow.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's all amazing all the things that can be out of alignment.
Yeah.
And
well, he gets a lot of that. I take him to the woods a lot. He runs all around,
yeah,
up and down
yeah.
the hills and stuff.
And there could be something that was slightly injured or inflamed, you know, that is not really healing up.
Okay.
But a good veterinary chiropractor is so good at feeling. You know, they
good.
Get in there and feel the neck and the shoulder, and they can feel anything out of alignment. But like, you know, Dr. Bill said, with soft tissue stuff, you often don't feel it. But veterinary chiropractors are so good at feeling, they can usually feel something when, it isn't quite right.
Great.
Or the other thing is popping in my mind, Dr. Bill, is a good animal massage therapist. They often can pick up soft tissue injury or something, because that's their job is feeling the muscles and all of that. And so they can feel when the muscle fiber isn't all going the way it's supposed to. Whereas you or I would feel it, and it wouldn't feel any different to us, but a massage therapist would pick it up right away.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So, That's what I do is one or both. And like, you know, Dr. Mike Saluski, you know, who does chiropractic, Now he's down. He comes up to.
Okay.
He's at Sumner Vet twice a month, and he's got a really great massage therapist that comes in there, and her name is Janet.
Okay.
There's probably somebody. Do you know anybody, Dr. Bill? Because let's see what Deborah's
in
Seattle.
I'd call Dr. Siegler in Redmond. And see if Larry's got any recommendations. If he's not doing a lot of chiropractic, he would know somebody.
Yeah, Animal Healing Center in Redmond. I really like them, too, and I would agree with that. Why don't you call them, Animal Healing Center in Redmond, Deborah, and find out who in this area they'd recommend for chiropractic.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate this.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal
World.
You guys
have a great day.
You too. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that opens a line for you if you're interested and have an animal medical care question. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Let's see. Dr. Bill, apparently Loretta called in, said she would like you to comment, which I think you may have already addressed this, but a holistic vet out of New Mexico who was adamant about the fact that one rabies shot should last the lifetime of a dog. Isn't that what Dr. Dodds is trying to prove? You know, how long they last with that rabies challenge?
One or two vaccines probably goes for a lifetime, but they're trying to prove that.
Yeah, because that very well may be the case. But the fact is, you know, when you start talking medicine, we want, you know, something that proves it.
Well, you're talking a contagious disease.
Yeah.
You're talking a serious disease.
A serious disease, yeah.
And in this part of the country, the incidence of rabies is really low. But you get down around New Mexico and Texas and, you know, the Gulf Coast states, that incidence of rabies is a lot higher.
And even up here, we run in. We have a rabid raccoon shows up every once in a while, don't we?
Yeah, every once in a while. But I'm still waiting to see my actual canine or my first canine or feline case of rabies. I've never seen a case.
Well, let's knock on wood.
Well, yeah, but I want to see one.
Oh, careful what you ask for, honey.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, come on.
You know, it's interesting what also is going on. You know, on the East Coast, they have such a problem in the wild animal population, the raccoons and armadillos and all that type, skunks and everything. They've been for years dropping bait that has oral rabies in it, okay, trying to control the rabies population. And I was reading an article by a fairly prominent veterinarian that was kind of mentioning that they are getting mutation of those strains of rabies vaccine.
Huh.
And that we may be getting a strain of rabies virus in the wild animal population that our regular vaccinations wouldn't protect against.
Wow.
And I only heard that once, and that was like, oh, that's kind of scary. Of course, you know, when you're messing around with Mother Nature, it's amazing what happens.
Wow.
So, yeah, we can sometimes over-immunization or uncontrolled immunization can have effects that we don't think about.
Huh.
And obviously viruses like to mutate and change. And,
yeah.
And just like the, you know, flu virus every year, it's different because it mutates.
All right, let's see. We've got, another familiar voice.
Uh-oh.
You'll recognize this one.
Uh-huh.
From Olympia.
I'm in trouble now.
It's our Peg. Good morning, Peg. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Bill. Hi, Martha.
I'm thinking your ears were burning because I've been sitting here thinking about dude, so.
Yeah. I actually have a question about Pershing.
Pershing?
Yeah.
He's a bulldog, isn't he?
He is a bulldog. He's my Pleckner bulldog, who is now, thanks to Dr. Bill and Dr. Al, he is perfectly healthy.
Wow.
Except, let me turn this thing down.
He was a train wreck, wasn't he? Wow, you've done a
lot.
She's done an excellent job with the
Well, when you say a train wreck, give us a kind of a synopsis of what was going on with him.
Well, I think the list would be shorter as far as what was right.
Okay.
Yeah, his breathing was okay, and his joints seemed to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's about
skin, eyes, ears.
All totally.
Kidney, bladder, stomach, it's just intestines. It was just, and mange everywhere.
And so he obviously had the Plechner syndrome, and you with Dr. Allen, Dr. Bill's help, you've got him on protocol, and he's doing really well now?
He's doing great.
Is he the one you also needed to add the Enclover product, the Optigest?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and that helped him too, didn't it? In terms,
yeah, it did.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
it all right, so.
I've since gone raw, and my need for that has greatly reduced.
Raw food?
Yeah. He's just doing. He's just thriving on just meat. So
okay,
vegetables seem to upset him a lot. I have a question about his paw, his right front paw.
His signal paw.
Well, yeah, I've always kind of seen, when we hit a food allergy, his paw would swell up and get just horribly infected. It'd be huge.
Uh huh.
And I would wrap it with the clay because he's also allergic to all. Seems to be allergic to all topical antibiotics. And that helps. I wrap it, every night.
As a poultice, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that keeps it down, keeps it pain-free, which is great. It develops tracks on the bottom where there's drainage when it gets infected. And I'm wondering, I always thought it was like a digital cyst, but I'm thinking there might have been, excuse me, birds. Thinking maybe there's a perpetual walled-off infection in there. The last time it blew up on me, he was already on cephalexin for the last blow-up.
Huh.
And I was just about ready to go off, and the thing blew up again. It was just like it was totally ignoring the antibiotic.
Huh.
And I'm wondering if there just isn't... now, on the side of his face, he had a... Oh, he had so many abscesses all over his face as he was healing. It was just horrible. But there was an abscess that would break open every so often, just a huge one on the side of his face and drain. And finally, Dr. Natalie down here in Olympia, she said, I'm going to open that up and see. And she went in, and there was this huge pocket of petrified pus in there.
Ew.
It was like cottage cheese, like hard cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And she cleaned that out, and it healed over, and I'm even getting hair growth on it. I mean, it's, like, amazing. This thing's been infected for probably most of his life.
So you're suspicious that he's got one in his foot?
I'm wondering about that. And I'd always read that, it's just horrible to open up an interdigital cyst, but I'm...
You know, sometimes you got to get in there and turn it from a chronic problem to an active problem and scrape out what you can and...
Okay.
See what happens. The other thing, although it wouldn't be convenient for you, is homeopathy definitely has some abilities to reject chronic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
But I know traveling up here didn't work for you that one time. But
it's fine. And
I don't know if there's.
I've done some homeopathy up
there. Yeah, I don't know if there's a homeopath online that you could work with or locally, but that would be. A good try before giving him a general anesthetic and getting in that foot.
Well, so what we know, Dr. Doug Yearout is one of the best at classic homeopathy. Mm-hmm. We know he's up in Lake Stevens.
She's been there before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I wonder if he could do something over the phone, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I could certainly.
You could try.
Some of them up there buzz by and have him take a look at it.
It's just that just came to mind before getting in and exploring it. And your gut feeling is probably correct. He probably needs to have that explored and see if there's something in there.
Well, would it just a cyst, would there be a track, a drainage track at the, it's in between the pads. Actually, he has actually developed drainage tracks in the pads, I've never seen before.
And the whole thing of it is when you're getting up in there and rooting around, the problem is you're dealing with vascular beds and nerve roots and things that,
just a lot of stuff in there. Sort of
there's
like
a lot of stuff in a small area, and you don't want, and that's why I'm thinking non-invasive versus invasive. And the other thing that comes to mind, and I'll bet you could find down the Olympia area, is a class 4 laser. We had a German Shepherd in the office a month ago that had what we call perineal fistulas. Mm. And basically when you looked at this German Shepherd's anal area, there was draining tracks all around the rectum.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, pretty bad. And They lasered that at the office a few times, and boy, did that help a lot.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
It did.
Wow.
Yeah, I think someone down here does have
it. I'm sure it's getting pretty common.
Oh, I like that way better than digging in there, opening
well,
up
and digging
in. Well,
that's what I'm saying
there.
Is if you got to start digging into the pad area, you're going to hit some vascular supply. It's not going to be pretty.
I like that even better than homeopathy,
well,
actually.
It's quicker, probably.
Yeah. Well, and we've done transfer factor on it.
Yeah, but if you got a walled
the
off,
they'll persist. And I do think allergies kind of kick it up a little bit, but uh-huh. I think there is a perpetual problem there.
Yeah,
that is probably not related to allergies. Uh-huh.
The scientist in me wants to do laser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walled off abscesses. We do know that in goats and sheep and horses. Mm-hmm. They have some different diseases where the body walls off this particular organism called Carinibacterium.
Hmm.
And Carinibacterium in sheep and goats causes caseous lymphadenitis, where they get these great big cheesy abscesses. And in horses, they get it on the underside. They call it pigeon fever. And in horses, they get it internal and external abscessation. And in using,
I'm sorry, I don't internal and external.
Yeah, you get surface. You get a surface abscess, draining tracts.
Okay.
But these animals and horses will also get internal abscesses inside the belly wall.
Oh God.
Yeah,
right, and they don't drain.
They don't drain too well. Mm-hmm. So we've got I think. A couple cases on our Raymakers Nutrition website that shows how those animals respond to transfer factor mushroom type therapy.
Well,
you think perhaps I should go back on the transfer factor mushroom plus laser at the same time?
Well, I do one or the other.
One or the other.
Okay. And, you know, my tendency first is I do that laser because it's much more focused.
Okay.
You're dealing with it, and you're going to know yay or nay. Normally, it takes about 4 to 6.
What is the theory when you know you do that class 4 laser on a chronic abscess? What does the laser actually do?
You're reminding the body that you got a problem.
Oh.
Well, that's
there's a problem. Remind Pershing.
Exactly. Essentially, you're reactivating the immune cells in that area and increasing vascular supply even more than it's increased.
Oh.
And it somehow activates the systems in that area to say, hey, let's get back onto this. Let's refocus on that.
All right. So that make it swell up even more and then create
And sometimes when you first do it, it might get a little sore, but mm-hmm. more times than not, it gets better faster.
Okay.
You can do the same thing with acute otitis or acute ear infections. You can laser those the first day before you treat them.
Yeah.
A lot of times within 12 to 24 hours, that ear is feeling a lot better.
Wow. Well, and let me one more question before we let Peg go. Besides the laser,
mm-hmm.
What about the Assisi loop?
The laser gets a lot more energy there faster.
Okay.
So that's probably, and that's a really good question, but really for those draining tracks, that's the way to go. And just to tell you a story, I had a little dog, a Lhasa that I did a cystotomy on. You know, very uneventful. Took a bladder stone out, I'm sorry. A bladder stone out. 6 months later, of course, the sutures that I used in the abdominal wall were, quote, dissolving.
Yeah.
6 months later, that dog developed a draining track right on that suture pattern.
Huh.
And so we did a course or two of a good antibiotic, and it just really didn't arrest it. And it was like, you know, it's like, God, why didn't I think of it? We used the laser on that 2 or 3 times, dried it right up.
Wow.
Done.
Wow.
And
really?
Yeah. And
well,
for,
see, that's
to
why
have
I'm getting intuitively, Peg, I'm getting laser all over this pause when he mentioned that. It feels really good to me.
Yeah. A laser would be a good way to go. So I just call around down there, or you could go to the Companion Laser is one company. You go to their website, they could locate it. And the other common veterinary laser out there is called K Laser.
Well, just you've the got one up K. at Quilcita, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but for her to drive all the way to
Marysville. Oh, yeah, she's in Olympia. Right, right.
Maybe I'll get one.
But I'm thinking about people that are listening that might have a situation where a laser would, but Quilcita has the class 4 laser.
Right.
And it's called a class 4. Okay.
It's
right.
class 4 laser, but if you look for companion laser or K, as in kangaroo, K laser.
As in kangaroo, okay.
K is in as in kangaroo.
Okay, got
just
it.
Just K laser.
All right, Peggy.
Great. Thank you so
You got
much.
Your marching orders now, and we're going to want to hear
next
back.
Time, next time he'll be perfect.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Keep
Bye.
Us posted. Bye. All right. Now, let's see. Let's, because I don't want to keep her waiting, Gary. Let's go. We're going to the high desert of Arizona and our own Dee. Good morning, Dee. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill.
Hi, Martha and Bill.
Hi, Dee.
How are you guys today?
Great.
Well, I've got, if you get time for a couple of questions, I've got a couple of questions for you.
You bet.
I had spoken with Martha before on this topic, but I want to try to delve into it a little further and see if we can find some answers from another brilliant mind besides Martha's and put it all together here. I have a rat terrier, female. Her name is Erica, and she's about 7 years old. And she was a rescue puppy. We got her at about 4 months, and she had really serious digestive problems at the time, really sensitive stomach, had diarrhea when we got her. We had to get her on a specific food and keep her on it. And she had come off of the Air Force base in Texas at the Humane Society and around a lot of petroleum and toxicity stuff. And she was pretty stable for a while, and then I think we took her to a park and swap one time, and I think she walked through some kind of petroleum products is our guess. I don't know if it was oil or what she got into, but she got very, very ill where she started throwing up constantly. She couldn't keep her food down. She got to where she couldn't keep water up, down. We couldn't keep anything in her, and it tried a variety of different medicines and things to help her out, and ultimately The vet was really stumped. He didn't know if she had some kind of bacterial infection or a blockage in her system or what. Couldn't find anything. Did x-rays. Still couldn't find anything. And he said, well, all we can really do is, you know, open her up and go in there, see what we can find. And they ultimately didn't find anything and simply cleaned out her digestive system from the inside out. And then we started her with like a couple teaspoons of special canned food every 2 hours, and on, you know, with
how long ago was that, Dee?
This was 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, so where are we now with her?
We've had to be very careful about her food. She can't have any treats or anything with fat in it or anything, and she's on Royal Canin urinary SO food, which seems to keep her relatively stable, but she always just seems a little off. She seems like maybe she's got, you know, like her stomach's upset or that she's got pain in her gut. Her stools are okay. Her urine is okay.
Was her urine previously not okay?
Because
the SO tends to imply that there were some urinary crystals at somewhere in the history.
You know, they just...
Or it just seemed to work.
It seemed to work. It seems at this point that what the problem is that her liver is compromised. As close as we can tell that that's the issue at hand is her liver metabolism.
Well, that kind of fits with the history.
Yeah. So she's just not really optimal. She's not happy and bouncy and playing. She just seems like... you know, like maybe her stomach gets in pain, and if she doesn't...
Now, do you have a specific question so we can hone this in?
What might help support or strengthen her liver health, or is there something else, that a different kind of food that might help her more than what she's on?
Well, I can tell you that any dog that has chronic digestive issues or has a history of gut sensitivity, and with you saying that she doesn't handle fat very well, digestive enzymes are extremely important. Then the next simple thing that you do is beneficial bacteria, probiotics.
Probiotics.
Yeah,
probiotics
beneficial.
And digestive enzymes, okay. Yeah,
well, that's the basics. I mean, that's the absolute nuts and bolts of a dog with digestive upset because there's way too many animals that helps.
Right.
And if it doesn't help them, then it's not expensive. It's simple to do.
Right.
And then you really gotta, as long as, I mean, you really need to look at liver function testing, which you probably has already been done. And if you have liver issues, if you have vascular supply or liver shunt issues, then that's a maintenance disease. You don't cure that because it's an anatomical problem. So if they're suspecting liver disease, a shunt is highly probable. And those dogs, you need to be watching the waste products in the system, and some of those dogs need to be on restricted protein, and you got to do low-level antibiotics because sometimes they get bad bacteria. They're complicated. But probiotics, digestive enzymes are always a must, and it's a simple test, and you'll know in 4 weeks if it's going to help or not.
Try that for 4 weeks.
I would. And then, I don't know about the SO. That wouldn't be my first selection, but I also don't know much more about the case than what you've told me.
Right.
My knee-jerk reflex is always to go to a very simple food with no byproducts, highly digestible.
Any suggestions?
Well, either home cooking, doing a single protein food, like just chicken and potatoes or chicken and some veggies. Really simplify it, because you're going to find out really fast if the patient feels better. What's her thirst like?
Hot. I think just pretty normal. Yeah. Not too high, not too low.
What are her bowel movements look like?
They're pretty normal, seem like fine stools most of the time.
Great. And is she gassy at all?
No, doesn't seem to be.
Okay. Well, that's all good signs. If they're not thirsty, not gassy, and don't have bowel upset, then you tend to think that they're probably, getting along with the food that they're on.
Uh-huh.
So, any behavior issues? Fears or?
Just kind of lethargy and seeming like maybe she's in pain. Sometimes she'll curl up.
Yeah, that's usually.
She's got some pain.
Yeah, that's probably gut ache.
So that's where the probiotics and enzymes would be.
I'd do that first. I definitely wouldn't change the foods first. I'd do the simple things first and see how that works.
Now, and I'm saying like a product like Optigest from Enclover would be really good for the enzymes and the FOS.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, and that you can find out about that, Dee, enclover.com is their website.
Okay.
Optigest is the product, but I'm thinking she might, in addition to that, might want to add a really good quality human probiotic.
Right.
You can do a human one, or you can go to Mercola.com.
Yeah.
And they have an excellent canine probiotic.
Oh, okay. Mercola, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a really reasonably priced.
Right. I do follow his stuff.
So. Yeah, they got a good probiotic. It's got the greatest number of and greatest diversity of organisms of any canine product
that
I've seen.
Good. Okay, that feels good. I do that Mercola probiotics and the Enclover Optigest and try that first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the next step might be to try home cooking, simple formula.
That'd be.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
All right,
I'm sure you could figure out the home cooking, right?
Yeah, I think so. You mentioned maybe a low-level antibiotics.
That would only if we proved that there was a liver shunt.
Okay.
That is late in the game, so.
We really try to stay away from antibiotics.
Yeah, that's
possible. So what's your hit on silver, colloidal, or nanosilver?
Let me go back to the antibiotic. First of all, you use a type of an antibiotic that's not well absorbed from the gut, and it's really just to control bacterial overgrowth.
Okay.
So just, again, and that's if very specific targeted therapy if you truly do have a liver shunt and the animal's showing problems, and that's really premature. The silver's fine if you want to. I'm not familiar with nano silver, but if you're looking for immune enhancement, I don't know, what's your goal there?
Combating any bacterial growth.
Well, the question is, does how, and I don't know the answer to this, but my question is, What effect does silver have on beneficial bacteria in the gut?
And I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I'll need to check that out, too.
Yeah, that would be, you know, I think that would be on the list of things to try, but not first.
Right. Okay.
Good
okay.
questions.
Well, I've been taking notes real quick, so I'll give some of those things a try and see if that helps her out.
All right. Now, then we want to ask about Cinnamon Bigfoot, right?
Yeah, that's the other question.
Okay. Now, Cinnamon Bigfoot is a dog.
Okay.
Big red dog.
Uh-huh.
How old is Cinnamon?
She's 7.5 months.
7.5 months. She is not spayed.
Uh-huh.
And she, now, prior to coming in heat, D, she was normal, healthy teenager, huh?
Yes.
And all of their dogs are rescues.
Okay.
Yes, except?
Well, she ate that fly trap about 3 or 4 months ago and almost died.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so we pulled her out of that. She seems to be fine. We got her through it, and her, you know, her eating and her stools and everything else seems to be okay. What's going on with her now is she went in heat a couple of weeks ago, and then we noticed maybe a week ago, that her vulva was extremely swollen and exaggerated, and that in the opening in the middle, we could see something sticking out there that, if I can try to describe this, it would look like a white marble covered with some kind of wet pink transparent cellophane or something. I would.
You called it a bubble when you talked to me, I think.
It could. It could look like a bubble or like something. My guess, if I was going to guess, and this isn't scientific or knowledgeable at all, but I would say, if you were going to look at a prolapsed uterus that was falling out, that's what I would guess it to look like. But
you could have
a puppy.
Yeah, you can see a prolapsed vagina in dogs if they have like an ovarian cyst or something.
Okay,
and usually, once they go through their heat cycle, that will regress.
It was very shiny and translucent and kind of white and pink.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't look like a thick skin. It didn't look like the vulva itself. It didn't look like the vaginal wall. It was, you know, a very thin, transparent kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we did take her to the vet immediately.
Maybe she got stung by something. Just a thought.
I tried to figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because we could just see it in the vaginal opening. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was, what we've got out here is old farm vets that mostly deal with livestock, and they go, it'll be okay. It's just a little extra skin.
Right.
And we thought, doesn't quite look like extra skin to us, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee and Willa have a ton of this kind of experience and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't real happy with the vet guy. And I said, well, you know.
Is it better or worse now?
Well, I just checked it this morning, and I cannot see that object anymore.
Right.
The vulva is smaller and has kind of swollen together, but she's got a very thick, milkish, whitish discharge at this point.
Oops, what is her thirst like?
She seems okay. She loves to play in the water and lap up lots of water.
And have you taken it? And she's and you taken her temperature?
No, have not.
And hey, I told you to do that last week.
And she's how many weeks from the first day of the heat cycle, do you know?
Oh, boy.
Just a guess. Just a guess.
Two and a half to three.
Okay. Kind of early for a uterine infection, so.
But that thick.
She's probably got a vaginitis going on.
A thick white discharge, that's not good, is it?
Normally it's not good. You could get a little, over-the-counter, like a Massengill's Deuce solution or something, and you could just flush her vaginal canal. That wouldn't hurt her at all.
Oh.
And if you did that a couple times and it didn't come back, then you're okay. But if you did it a couple times and it didn't go away, then you got a problem.
Now, I think they're planning on having her spayed.
That would be probably a good thing
definitely.
To do.
Yeah, that's definitely on the agenda soon.
Yeah.
But I'm just concerned, you know, whether there's an infection or whether it's something
well,
I should attend to.
Well, you're right. Ideally, you want to look up the vaginal canal, but if we're going to do frontier medicine,
right.
Then you do a little, you do a douche, and if it gets better, great, and if it doesn't. But you don't want to be spaying her in the next few weeks because that uterus, you know, the uterus is going to be horribly engorged, and it's just a big problem unless you have to.
Right.
Well, and isn't minimally taking the temperature, that at least lets us know if the body's reacting in some way, doesn't it?
You would tend to think if there was truly infection or maybe fever, although the exception to that is if you have infection and it has an avenue to drain out of the body, then the stimulus for fever is less.
Oh, I gotcha.
Well, I just looked at the calendar, and it's been Tuesday will be 3 weeks.
Okay. So that's early for that's a little too early for what they call pyometra, assuming you didn't miss a heat cycle a couple, 3 months ago. I'm sure you did. Sure you didn't,
no,
but
not,
just...
Not the same. No. Well, I guess what's popping into my mind is wondering if her immune system is pretty compromised from the poisoning and, you know, if that left her vulnerable to some kind of a...
That's always a possibility. Hard to prove or disprove unless you start doing some lab testing.
Right.
Has she had any other prior digestive, skin, ear, anything like that issues?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
She's a Res 87 Heinz variety.
Yep.
Her mom was a rescue off the res, and so she's a pup from that. And she's just fabulous. She's a wonderful dog.
Well,
Will is training her to be her new assistant's dog. So we're, you know, concerned about keeping a good eye on her.
Well, it sounds like you want to take her temperature, and you want to do that vaginal douche at least. Now, a couple times, would that be like once a day or
I'd do it twice in a week.
Twice in a week? Okay.
And if the vaginal swelling doesn't continue to regress and she still has discharge, then she needs to have a small animal veterinarian take a look.
Okay. And if it goes away with the douche and everything's fine, how long would you wait to spay her?
You know, I like to wait a minimum of, if I have my preference, 3 months after the heat.
Oh, really? That long?
If I can. That's when it's most, that's in what they call metestrus, which is the most quiet period.
Most quiet time.
Quiet time, yeah.
3 weeks, 3 months after the
eight
cycle
weeks,
ends.
I can be pressed into it at 8 weeks, but if I can go longer, I will.
Okay.
Because it's a seven-year-old dog. What's it weigh? What's she weigh?
7 months old. 7.5 months.
Oh, she's 7 months?
7.5 months.
Yeah.
Oh,
seven.
I'm sorry. Oh, duh. Yeah, that's most likely a vaginal prolapse related to a heat cycle. We used to see that a lot in young dogs. And you just you just kind of push it back up in there and you kind of suture it down and you keep it moist and normally those regress. I thought she said 7 years. I'm sorry.
I think she did and then caught herself and said seven and a half months.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably just a vaginal prolapse. That'll probably get better. But then we got that
thick white discharge.
Well, I mean, anytime you have abnormal anatomy, you get stuff going on.
Okay.
And it's an area that's deep and it's warm and it's moist. It's a perfect culture media.
But the more likely those douches may really help
clean it out, sure.
And especially since it's regressed.
Right.
Okay, so sounds like not as big a deal now that we know she's only 7.5 months old. Mm-hmm. Still looking at wait 3 months to spay, though.
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay. All right, you good, Dee?
Yeah, that's great. I really appreciate all the information.
Well, see, we do good work here.
That's right.
All right. Even for the high desert in Arizona. So, all right, you guys take care. I'll talk to you soon. And we got to take care of advertisers and sponsors here before we run out of time.
Okay. Thanks, Dee.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, and we're going to do that. Advertisers and sponsors are next, and any of your last-minute phone calls. So stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, just up the street from Dr. Bill at Quilceta Vet Clinic. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10. Good gab, great guest. It's all about the art of dynamic living, shared by celebrated people from all walks of life, many with a claim to fame. Then at 11, The Gary Mance Show. 2 hours of mastery and mystery from transformational teachers that show you how to get to where you want to go in life, to lively discussions of the world's most perplexing paranormal phenomena. That's Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10, followed by The Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
We all want the best possible health for our animal companions. At Nature's Logic, we believe the highest quality and safest nutrition for your pet comes from whole foods, not chemistry labs. So we've created the first and only full line of kibble, canned, and raw pet foods containing no synthetic vitamins or minerals. Nature's Logic uses only whole foods and 100% natural ingredients to provide your dog or cat with complete and balanced nutrition. To learn more about Nature's Logic or to find a retailer, please visit natureslogic.com.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made breeze guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits in your car's windows. Breeze Guard keeps your dog in the car with the windows open. It keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to BreezeGuard.net for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out Breeze Guards now at the Redmond Saturday Market.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winded down this week's Seafair edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's been Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here from Quilceta Vet in Marysville. Their phone number, by the way, is 360-659-8482. And we were just starting a discussion while we were off the air here. We'll finish up with this. Dr. Bill, I was just telling you, I was so glad that the subject of laser came up, because that's something I wanted to talk with you about today. And you started to tell me you're getting ready to go where and do what?
I'm going to the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association meeting in San Diego I'm forced to go to San Diego.
Oh, my. And when is that?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
End of August, they have their convention, and we're going to have a booth there for our Raymakers nutrition products.
That's all the transfer factors and the transfer factor based. Okay.
So we're hoping to introduce our first, chewable treat for puppies and kittens and things. But anyways, what we were talking about on the laser was there is actually Doug Urout, Dr. Urout, told me about this at a meeting. He was at a low-level laser that this company supposedly has some frequencies figured out that would be good for solid-type tumors.
And you're talking like cancer-type
Cancer-type things. Class 4 lasers or your high-energy lasers.
That's what we were talking about with Pagan or Bulldog and the cyst.
That has a healing effect, but it's contraindicated if you have a tumor to use a laser, a Class 4 laser over a cancer or tumor or something like that.
Okay, now that's something they say, like with Dr. Mike was mentioning last time, that you don't use acupuncture with cancer because it can stimulate.
Sometimes it
can. Is that the same sort of thing?
Well, you're increasing vascular supply.
I see. So you don't want to feed the cancer.
You don't want to feed
the
cancer.
The bigger laser.
Right. So this company supposedly has frequencies worked out with a low-level laser that could possibly shrink tumors. So I'm going to be standing in front of their booth when they open up.
I see. Good.
And just
go check this out.
Going to check it out. That's right. Because you're always looking for tools, you know. You're looking for another answer. So.
Well, and fortunately, we're so fortunate to have you up in this area because, you know, you've got now all the Plechner tools in your belt. You've got all the Raymaker and the transfer factor and the mushroom stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys have the Class 4 laser now. Mm-hmm. You do the Assisi loops. Now, those aren't laser. Those are electromagnetic stuff.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, Dr. Thompson and Dr. Lamb at the office are doing some muscle testing as well.
They're doing that kinesiology muscle testing type stuff.
And that's an important tool as well.
And you and I have been talking about that could make a huge difference in these Plechner animals to test foods and supplements and then medications and dosages.
That's right. So that's a great tool. They're using it a lot more than I am, but trying to incorporate that into some of these chronic disease patterns is a really good idea.
But the nice thing is that you guys are all in the same building. You're all in the same practice.
Yeah, we're just never there at the same time, it seems.
You're
all there.
You're all there, and so you can all work together on stuff. And I think you actually speak to each other and get along.
Yeah, we do.
Because, you know, sometimes in practices like that, you know, the doctors don't talk.
Right.
But
it's a good group.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. That's fabulous. So thank you so much for taking time out of Seafair Sunday, coming down here, being in the studio.
Thank you.
You're going off to the holistic veterinary business is the end of
August.
August.
Yep.
So probably we won't be able to get you back for Vet Sunday in September, maybe we could look at Vet Sunday in October for reports on all of this. Or are you going to go to Alaska?
Might be in Alaska.
Yeah,
sorry.
I figured that. Okay, well, I will.
Has to do that too.
Yeah, you see, I will pin him down, and the first Sunday of a month that he's not going to be forced to do these things, we will get him back. In the meantime, if you need to get your animal friends up to see Dr. Bill, it's Quilcita Vet in Marysville, and their number is 360-659-8482. Next week, it is Robin and Martha Sunday. Robin Alexis will be with me for the show. We're going to be tuning in to various animal situations around the planet to see what the animals have to say and what lessons we humans have to learn. I want to get into this barred owl, spotted owl, old growth forest thing. I want to get into the grizzly bear and the polar bear human attacks and killings that have been going on lately. It seems to me there's some other stuff. What else did I save here? And our eagle friend that got 86th at the on the 520 bridge, we'll tune into that. So, and if there's any other animal related situations that you'd like us to tune in to, you can email me through my website, marthanorwalk.com. You can call me, or you can plan to call us next week. And so I guess that's about it. Gary, thank you. Good luck getting across the bridge. Dr. Bill, thank you so much for coming in. Scotty, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones and Company Pets. Their goal is happy.